What if we can image the brain neuron by neuron and still not demonstrate that materialism is true? The fact that protesters were unable to co-opt neuroscience on behalf of materialism may signal a slow but sure change. Protests or no, research goes on. Contemplative Christian nuns, for example, have also been willing to assist neuroscience. And this brings us to the Franciscan nuns who cooperated with the studies done by Andrew Newberg, Eugene DeQuilly, and others. Brain activity during prayer. After years of research, our understanding of various key brain structures and the way information is channeled along neural pathways led us to hypothesize that the brain possesses a neurological mechanism for self-transcendence. The mind remembers mystical experiences with the same degree of clarity and sense of reality that it bestows upon memories of real past events. The same cannot be said of hallucinations, delusions, or dreams. We believe this sense of realness strongly suggests that the accounts of the mystics are not indications of minds in disarray, but are the proper, predictable neurological result of a stable, coherent mind willing itself toward a higher spiritual plane. Andrew Newberg et al., Why God Won't Go Away. A few years ago, Andrew Newberg, a University of Pennsylvania radiologist, undertook a research program to outline the neural underpinnings of various meditative and contemplative states. Inspired by the fact that a colleague is a serious Buddhist meditator, he and some colleagues have scanned 8 Buddhist meditators and 3 Franciscan nuns using single photon emission computed tomography, SPECT, a technique for mapping blood flow and metabolism after the injection of radioactive substances. The scope of the present book does not permit a wide-ranging assessment of all types of contemplative states, so we will consider only the study of the Franciscan nuns. The nuns were scanned while they performed a centering prayer to open themselves to the presence of God. Subjectively, they reported a loss of the usual sense of space. The neuroscientific data correlated with their self-report. This pilot study showed that meditative and contemplative states can be studied using neuroimaging techniques, a fact not readily granted in some quarters. As Newberg and colleagues have recognized, the main difficulty is that their sample was very small, only 3. Moreover, the researchers did not attempt to analyze and quantify in a rigorous and systematic manner the nuns' subjective experiences during their centering prayer. That is, they did not interview the nuns using standard measures such as Hood's Mysticism Scale, 1975.